The Coca-Cola Company presents the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands. And here's tonight's Spotlight roll call. Alvino Ray.
Here.
Stringy, the singing guitar.
Right here.
The Alvino Ray Spotlight Band.
Here.
The officers and men of Camp Elliott.
Here.
All present and accounted for at San Diego, California. So start the Victory Parade marching right about here.
Thank you, Marines, and hello, everybody. This is Alvino Ray. Tonight is a very special night in the spotlight. Yes, sir. Because the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands is 1 year old. And we're mighty proud that tonight it's our baby. So we're going to start the birthday party rolling along to the tune of Lullaby of Broadway.
Back the attack, buy war bonds. When you buy a war bond, you're buying a share in victory. You are contributing to Axis defeat as surely as if you'd fired a gun. For our all-American audience, the Marines at Camp Elliott, the Victory Parade swings into an all-American tune. Peggy McCall sings the Victory Polka.
There's gonna be a hallelujah day when the boys have all come home to stay, and a million bands begin to play. They'll be dancing the Victory Polka, and when they've lit the torch of liberty, blacked out land across the sea, when a man can proudly say, I'm free, they'll be dancing the Victory Polka, and we will give a mighty cheer. The Generation Book is just a souvenir, and we'll heave a mighty sigh when each girl has kissed the boy she kissed goodbye. And we'll go marching down Fifth Avenue, the United Nations in review. When this lovely dream has all come true, we'll be dancing the Victory Polka. Thank you.
this is the first anniversary of the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands. 6 nights a week for the past year, we've been traveling to Army camps, naval bases, and war industry factories throughout the nation, taking America's favorite music to America's favorite sons and daughters, the fighting workers of the Army, the Navy, and industry. Last year, for our very first program, we were on the East Coast playing for the Marines at Parris Island. But this year, for our 314th program, we're on the West Coast playing for the Marines at Camp Elliott. And especially for them, Alvino Ray plays, Andy Russell sings, "I Heard You Cried Last Night." In the spotlight.
Wow, it's me.
You're an it.
No, I am not.
Well, I hope I haven't hurt your feelings, old boy.
Not at all.
Well, say, tell me, how's your girlfriend these days, huh?
She's all right, but I'm not.
Yeah, well, how's that, Stringy?
I'm so unhappy, 'cause she's so mean. She went to Camp Elliott to wed a Marine.
Well, that's too bad, really. But how do you feel otherwise?
I'm sleepy.
Well, then, Stringy, what do you say you be conductor and call the stops, because it's time to hop on board Sleepy Town Train.
I knew I could. is really jumping. Woo, woo. Boy, this train is really jumping. Get that cow off the track. She'll wreck the train. Hold your hats, kids, here we go. Bessie was a good cow, poor old critter. Too darn bad I had to hit her. Guess I'll turn in, I've had a hard day. Oh, time to hit the hay. Soldiers and sailors and women and kids. Baggage and cases and old ladies' lids. Gosh, I'm getting sleepy, 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 sleepy. Woo, woo. Everybody out for Sleepy Town.
Spotlight points with pride on its first anniversary to the officers and men of Camp Elliott in San Diego, California. We can point with great pride to these Marines who are training here many hours a day to prepare themselves for their turn at the Axis. They're hard at work absorbing the necessary knowledge and skills that will stand them in good stead when they meet the enemy. When these Marines attack, the Axis will retreat. Yes, sir, the United States Marines have always typified push and drive and rugged determination in the face of all odds. And these Marines are no exception. Today on the parade ground, in the classroom, in the field, they're showing the same intelligence, resourcefulness, and spirit that they will show tomorrow on the enemy-held shores of the Atlantic and Pacific. Though they are the smallest branch of the armed forces, they are the toughest and the fightiest. They have the will to win through, and they will win through. And so tonight, to each and every officer and man of Camp Elliott who is part of this steadfast drive to victory, the nation, through the spotlight, points with pride. Tomorrow night, there are going to be big doings in the spotlight as Jan Garber heads east to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to play for the war workers who are doing big things at United States Steel. The speaker for the Treasury Department from Washington will be Lieutenant General Thomas Holcomb, Commandant of the United States Marine Corps. And from Hunt Armory in Pittsburgh, Rear Admiral W.H.P. Blandy, Chief of Navy Bureau Ordnance, will speak. Yes, that's the lineup for tomorrow night, and here's the lineup for tonight. Alvino Ray sounds the pitch, and the boys go to bat with Sweet Georgia Brown. As Alvino Ray signs his musical signature in the Coca-Cola guest register, it's been the end of year number one for the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands. And we've marched 407,217 spotlight miles. And remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. Broadcast is sponsored for the entertainment of the personnel, and since the Navy Department has not endorsed any product, is not intended as an endorsement. And now, this is Jackson Wheeler reminding you that tomorrow night we'll be playing for the War Workers of United States Steel Corporation in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, with the music of Jan Garber, and saying, see you then for the Coca-Cola Company. Good night.